With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile, empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See metrobytmobile.com.
When you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor, you get someone who understands there's an art to listening and can provide small business solutions that make you feel truly heard. For solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Very many, ladies and gentlemen, it is finally happening. I've been waiting to do this for the longest time ever. Every time I try to get you on the show, you're either out of the country, doing another hit song. It's good to have you, Moonchild. How are you?
It's good to be halved. I'm awesome. Thank you. How are you?
I'm great, man. What is your full name?
Suddenly Siwe.
Meaning?
We are satisfied.
That kind of makes sense.
I like
sense.
To hear my name after a session.
Meh.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? Baby, say my name.
Say my name. It's like, no, I don't want to hurt you. I'm like, bitch, I said spank. You're like, no.
I was once interviewing some girl in Tovu, who's a big
fan. That's my girl.
Yeah. And she was like, whenever you work with Diplo, like, Diplo worships the ground you work on. And I was like, no fucking ways. Because he's one of my favorite producers.
Mine
of
too.
All time, dude.
Mine too, dude.
How did you end up working with him?
I guess it was the music, because it's very connected to South Africa. He's got people here and he knows what's popping. So it was the music. And also speaking to people. Oh, so I also found out that he knew David. David is, I got hooked up with David to be my lawyer for the US.
Yeah.
And David does like a lot of artists. And so Diplo's like one of his friends. And when I was talking to David, David was like, oh, I was talking to Diplo with you. I was talking with Diplo about you. Blah, blah, blah. He's going to be coming down soon.
Yeah.
And then
Diplo already knew about you?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, it's crazy. Like, literally, I've like ticked my boxes. Like, 3 global dreams are ticked. Like, Beyonce, Diplo, and Gorillaz. Because I'm going to be coming out in the latest Gorillaz album that's dropping soon.
You're fucking kidding me.
Honey.
You kidding, son?
No, dude. Look, what? I've even got a tattoo with Damon Albarn. The frontman.
What?
We got the same one.
Dude, I used to fucks with Gorillaz, man.
Dude, I still fucks with Gorillaz. Oh. My first fashion runway show was also 2 Gorillaz music. So when I was working with them, the project I was telling you about, which is doing well in the UK, is with him.
Yeah.
So we've got like a lot of songs and it's doing so crazy. And it's just like the moment you say to a London person or the UK person that you're working with Gorillaz, it's just like, what?
I put Gorillaz on the same wavelength as Daft Punk.
Yes,
like they're that legendary, you know?
Hell yeah.
Shit, so you never got starstruck? What is that?
I don't.
What?
I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm ready for the stuff that happens because I write it down and I actually take a box and then I write my next mission and I take a box. And so for me, it's me getting my missions sorted and done. It's humbling to know, but I mean, I can't lose focus, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
What are you writing in you right now?
What
box are we ticking next?
I've ticked my 10 years.
Yeah.
I've written my next 10.
Wow. Would you
watch me be global? No, but I'm
I know being on
this.
The podcast is one of them, so tick.
Tick. Let me tell you, there's another one that's loading for 2020. It's crazy. Because I'm writing for so many musicians now, in and out. Not in and out. In, I've written a few. Outside, mostly. Like, commercial American artists.
Yeah.
And so,
like Rihanna.
The songwriting is doing well. I can't say anything to anyone about anything.
Mm.
But you're just going to see. I mean, like, Coachella, I didn't tell nobody I was going to Coachella.
Yeah. How dope
and
was that,
I just dropped
bruh?
It on my Instagram.
How dope was that?
That was fucking crazy.
Fuck, I can imagine.
It was so crazy. It was so quick. It was so lit. It was so fucking. It was just crazy. And I was playing with Diplo because we just played together in Miami. And then we played together at. Because I went to LA to his place. Then we recorded. Then we played in Miami at a strip club. And then we went to play in Coachella.
Speaking about a strip club, the first time I ever met you,
my shit
was that.
Do you have a surprise for me? Come, Mercedes.
First time I actually saw you live for the first time ever was at XO, and yeah, you were dancing. I think you left at about 6 a.m. because I left the same time with you. You were with Kobe, and I was like, oh, Moonchild looks so dope. I wanted to say hi, but you don't know me, so I was like, all right, cool. Let me just admire from afar.
We had TV when we were kids and we watched. Weren't you on TV as a kid?
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
Shit.
Me, I know people and I know people.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you like strip clubs, ne?
I love strip clubs. I love
Do you go to strip clubs when you're in Miami and stuff?
In Miami, I did go. Yeah. So I played with Diplo.
Yeah.
It was lit. You know, I went to gymnastics, my athletic.
So tell me,
That's why I saw Ty. That's how I got to meet Ty. Then he gave me his 2019 number.
Who's Ty?
Ty Dolla $ign.
Oh, so, Ty Dolla $ign, yeah, yeah.
Then Diplo was like, you have to work with this. You have to. And Ty was like, okay, cool, here's my number. Because I was doing the US tour, so I was going to be going to New York, doing a couple of shows there, and then going to LA. My first stop was LA.
Yeah.
My first stop was South by Southwest again, actually, Texas.
Yeah.
And then LA, then... Everything else.
You're Fuck, Moonchild. Your life is a movie, man. Hmm? Your life is a movie, dude.
I mean, I wrote it down.
Yeah.
I wrote it down.
Okay, so where were you when you got the call about Beyonce and The Lion King?
Do
you still remember?
No, it wasn't that. I've been working on this quietly this whole year, actually. From the time she used Iwo Kepara,
yeah.
I was already helping with the research. With regards to exposing, showing them my favorite artists in South Africa and people that were popping.
Okay.
So before even Wicked Pada, after Global Citizen,
yes.
I was with Beyonce's eyes, basically. Ooh, Kwesi is my friend. And then we just went around Joburg. I showed him different artists and all that jazz. The surprise was them choosing my song after I was so open about every other musician. You know, it wasn't that thing like, I'm going to show you my family, I'm going to keep you to myself.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and also when he met me, he was introduced to me because when he was in the US and coming down, he asked a couple of people like from blogs, like, you're okay, Africa, the people that he trusts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
About who to work with in South Africa.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of people saying Moonchild. So when he came here, he was looking for me. And then, yeah, so I met him at the launch party of Global because the whole team, Beyonce's manager, the whole team was there.
Yeah.
Dancers and stuff besides Beyonce. Yeah, so we did the things. And I've just been quiet about it since. So
yeah.
By the time I'm doing Coachella, at Coachella, actually, I saw them again. And he was just like, so now the thing was, I was making music and I was sending melodies and stuff and ad-libs and shit like that. But I didn't know what songs were going to make to what.
Mm.
I didn't know what the project was. I just knew it was for Beyonce. Mm. So we've just been working on that. Because even when I was with Diplo, they called him to say, yo, we know you're with Moonchild. Can you also do another song for the project? That's how I kind of got what it was about. When they, because Diplo was like, yo, does Beyonce know you're here? I was just like, no, I don't know. I know Kwesi knew I'm in the US.
Mm.
And it's like, no, they know you're with me. So they want a song right now.
Have you ever met Beyonce?
Not yet.
Mm. But you've spoken to her?
Not yet.
Mm.
But I saw her watch my stories. I just took a screenshot of that shit.
I was watching an interview.
Like, apparently she loves my music.
Yeah. I was watching an interview between Ed Sheeran and Charlamagne the God.
I seen that one.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm thirsty.
And Ed Sheeran was like, okay, cool. So before he worked with Beyonce, he was just famous, like, but he could go to the shops and buy milk or whatever. But after working with Beyonce, his stardom just rose and it's another level of stardom. Is that the same with you? Hmm? Like what? Nothing has changed since you worked with Beyonce.
Not
or
with
did this?
Me. I mean, money's changed. I don't know anything else. I mean, the money's changed. The conversations have changed with regards to like the stuff I'm going to be dropping next year.
Yeah.
And the plans and stuff. Like, definitely a lot has changed. Not me. So I don't know if I'm oblivious or if I'm living in a bubble or what. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know.
All right.
I was sitting in the toilet the other day. I was like, I literally had a moment of like, what the fuck's happening?
Yeah. And you had to pinch yourself.
And I went back. It's
Okay, let's start from the beginning, man. Yeah. Because you've been in the game about 12 years now.
It's the 13th now.
13th. And it's surprisingly, like, I'll be honest with you, I only heard about you maybe 2-3 years ago. Yeah. After you worked with my Maporisa. Mm-hmm. But when did it all start, eh?
2006, Durban. I started with poetry.
Oh, okay.
So, first time performing was, because I always wrote, right? I did the stage stuff, whatever, whatever, but, like, I didn't consider my writing poetry, because it didn't sound like any poet I've heard about or any poetry I'd heard. Mm. And I didn't listen much to poetry, and I didn't like poetry at school.
What age were you when this is starting?
Because first year I was 17, I matriculated at 16. So, first year I was 17, that time. Mm. Started in Durban, I was in design. And then 18. So when I was 18, so 17, I did the poetry during breaks, finding out about studios, all that jazz, started recording. 18 was 2007.
Okay.
And then 2007, that's when I heard about a mic situation. Mm. So now I'm like, people are like gathering to hear this poetry, man, all the time. I'm just like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Because it was just like literally my personality.
Yeah.
And I got bored with poets in general. It's like, are you a victim all the time? Like, I'm a victim all the time. So there was this poem that used to shock them. It was like, anger leads to many things that mislead me into pursuing consequential actions of passion and sessions of sniffing. Stripping for him, hoping I'm taking this disease off my skin. It's a sin. So dumb and unaware that his sausage is about to be burned eternally in my grill. He gazes into my pages, licks and browses with his tongue, I permit. Tell him he'll bear this gift for life. He grins, perplexed, but dismisses because he knows it's not pregnancy. You see, I'd already impregnated him with my love, or else I thought. Anyway, the player he was imprisoned, he's risen to thinking. His plan was lay and leave me, but in the heat of the moment, he stops to get a condom. I smile and hypnotize him with my moves. I give him my poked plastic. I put it on him. He's so intrigued and impressed by my taking charge and full control, and bam, it's done. It's over. He's over. As we lay there all tired and sweaty, I softly whisper, boom. I'm going to be in your life forever. You see, I've just handed you a lifetime voucher. You can go and claim your prize from the nearest clinic whenever. I blow him a kiss and leave him to be. Oh, and remind him to take very good care of my friend. Her name is HIV.
Hey!
So that's the poetry I did.
What? What?
Yeah.
Jeez, I just got a hard on there. I know you can't see, but...
I'll give you a pop plastic and I'll give you this AIDS, son.
Is that a true story, or you just like, you know, you just...
I just hated women acting like victims only. Because also the true story is, so now when I was writing this stuff, I'm not remembering that it actually did happen in my real life, right? So in my real life, my mom, there was this lady who's Zuziwe, it was in my hood. And then every night when she was going to go out, she was HIV positive.
Yeah.
And I think she was infected because she was loyal, so she was bitter about it. Mm. Oh, so she went on a mission, rather.
Yeah.
And then her parent was a Shipping Gubu, and she was older. But my mom just, I don't know, liked her. And would make sure she takes her ARVs.
Check the drinks there.
And make sure she takes her ARVs every day. Mm. So Zuzi was missing every night. She'd come to my mom's house. They're there.
Oh, they're there. Oh, nice. Cool. Yes.
So she'd make sure that Zuzi takes her ARVs. So Zuzi will come and say, so tonight she's basically finding another married man to infect.
Wow.
So she was targeting married men to infect every single night after taking the ARVs.
That's crazy.
So that was my real life, but I didn't realize when I was writing it. When I was writing it, it was just like empowerment.
Yeah.
No matter where it comes, how it comes, whether it's shady or, you know. And so, yeah, it is my real life.
And then when did you start with like jazz and stuff?
It just flowed.
Yeah.
I mean, I wrote music as well, that I started in the poetry circle. And then from the poetry circle, within that, I'd do like some songs, put some song music in the poetry.
Yeah.
From then on, we heard about Blazing Fridays, which was a hip-hop session that was happening outside. That's where your Zakwas were there.
Zakwa.
Your Abduce was there. Song best song in the poetry, in the hip-hop space. Mm. So poetry would be daytime, and then in the evening, we'd leave poetry and go to hip-hop. Mm.
Busis was there as well.
That's my girl. We've been friends from then. Mm. Because we were the two different ones, and we didn't like a lot of the poets. And they're too deep, man. You're too deep. You're just like, what are you doing this shit for? Because you're not touching, you know? Because... Exactly. You know this poem, as much as people were scared about it, I ended up being an ambassador for AIDSWISE and doing universities when I was still in university as well. Doing universities and doing this, going with nurses, finding out about condoms for lesbians, finding out about condoms for tongue thingers and shit like that. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of those things. And so basically what it is for me is like my authenticity has always worked for me. What you may fear, especially when now you're working with things that are supposed to be raising awareness and you're scared of my bum, see, oh, you're going to struggle because they ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
And I'm about to get a trainer now to make sure I'm amplifying.
I heard you got kicked out of home because...
I'm well, thank you very much as well. Thanks for asking.
I heard you got kicked out of home because you got pregnant. Is that true?
No, I ran away from home at 19 to chase my dream. I got pregnant in the streets.
Mm. So then you never got kicked out?
No, I ran.
Why did you run away from home?
Because I was either going to kill my uncle or be big enough to name and shame him.
I'm lost.
He touched me. He touched me and licked my neck, squeezed my bum, all that jazz. And I was just like, traumas.
Mm.
And so I remember I was just like, I'm too cute for prison.
Mm.
So shout out to Vanity.
Yeah.
And then I was even more motivated to just fucking fuck it up. But then I got that magazine.
Yeah.
And it wasn't enough. And I named and shamed him. It wasn't enough. Then I realized it wasn't about that, actually. It was about me going through an experience where when I'm talking and I'm empowering people that have been violated, I'm talking from an experience point of view because there's a vulnerability that goes with that or a power that comes with that outside of just observing and, you know. So it was a lesson for me to be able to touch more people because not everyone's going to be able to have a platform. Not everyone knows their voice matters. Mm. Not everyone's voice is listened to.
True.
So some kind of, I don't know, comfort for those that need to find strength in leaving that situation. I know there's a girl in Zimbabwe right now. I said the last two songs basically speak to her. Like, she was telling me that her husband told her he's not leaving his side chick of 2 years. Mm. He's had a side chick for 2 years. And then the following week, she's saying, she's like, and now she's pregnant.
Wow.
And she's broke, so she can't leave him. She's back there. This is a girl in Zimbabwe. So I just sent her music to empower, and then I told her what book to read, da-da-da-da-da. Basically, she needs to empower herself first. You know?
And have you seen your uncle since?
Sure, they see me, you know? I did.
Okay.
Funny enough, it was at Bat Center when I'd run already. I think 2 years after. They saw me on stage.
Okay.
And I performed, and I left.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, what were your parents during this time? What are your parents saying?
My dad breathes in Port Elizabeth. My mom passed away when I just started varsity.
Yeah.
But my dad's in PE.
And what does he think about you and your fame and your success? I'm sure he's proud of you, man.
I'm sure.
When did you start getting your big break? Like, who gave you a big break in the industry?
Which one is the big break part?
The big break, I guess it's, you know, when you think you've made it or you have made it.
I think I'm going to make it.
So you haven't made it?
I know I'm going to make it.
You haven't made it?
Not to what I want yet.
Ah, Moonchild, you're performing at Coachella. You're doing a song with Diplo.
I still need a full set of my own. I still need my own number one album in the Billboard charts. This is a step.
Yeah.
I still want my own.
Yeah. So you can't recollect a time or a place where you made your big break and you're like, all right, cool, I've made it.
I don't know the big break. I know my excitement with every opportunity I get.
Ah, okay.
I know my writing with every studio session I have.
Gotcha.
I know my faith with and hope with every song I release.
Yeah.
So you give it your all and you let it happen.
Mm.
So for me, I'm on stage one, phase two, which is my global mission.
And during this time, was there ever someone who told you you never make it, you're not going to be a star?
All the time, especially with my image that I refuse to change.
So this image was from when you were 17, 18?
I used to be red, let me show you.
Yeah?
I even got a tattoo. This is me. This is the tattoo 2010, so this is my look for the 7 years.
Okay.
2011, I shaved off my head because Rihanna had that video and people started wearing red.
Yeah.
And I started getting acceptable and I was like, I ain't your friend. So I shaved my head and started afresh, did this and patented it.
Wow, you patented?
I own the copyright.
Wow.
I don't see people with my hair.
That is crazy.
Yep, I own the copyright.
Yeah. At such a young age, why are you even thinking about copywriting an image?
That I grew up in the streets, nigga. 2019, because I was sheltered. But my mom was a hustler, so even though I had to figure out shit, I figured it out very fast, very quick. And thank God to a lazy boyfriend who helped me have accommodation when I ran. He also helped me grow very fast because his laziness made me become like a woman fast.
Okay, when did you start meeting Maphorisa now?
I met Maphorisa at Coke Studios. We were doing Coke Studios 2015, I think.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Yeah, 2015, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he liked how quick I was writing. He liked my vibe.
Yeah.
He didn't know my music. But he loved my vibe when we were working. And yeah. I was just like quick with him. And yeah, literally it was that. And then after 2 years, we bumped into each other again in the studio session. I think it was Busiso. And then we just be making music until the song.
And the song was Naile Walk, ne?
Midnight.
Midnight Stereo, yes.
Hey. It's so funny because that verse, I'd written it for, and I was literally sitting on the bed, and I just took the paper, and I was writing to a Rude Boys beat.
Oh.
A different one.
Okay.
But it's a good thing that, so then when they played me the song, I was like, I've got something. They played like, it was like first 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I was just like, I've got something. Because that's how I work in general.
Yeah.
And then I go in and I just sing. I haven't heard anyone else on the beat, so I don't know who this is on.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the story is.
Yeah.
But it fits so well when they played the whole thing. I was like, what? And Musa was there when I was recording, so they all were quiet.
Yeah.
Then they played the whole thing. Then we literally took that song that same night, took it to the club, just test it out.
Wow.
And it was a vibe.
And that's the part that everybody sings along to because it's so catchy, man. I love it.
Because you do that.
Yeah.
Tap in, am I tapping too much? Is it too, you know? You do that. It's a real action.
Yeah.
So it's easier to, I guess it's easy to relate.
When do we start going to Europe now? When are we going to Europe?
My next tour is now in October.
No, I'm saying when did it start? So you're 17.
Europe, about 5 years ago.
Okay.
I started touring 5 years ago. Through IMEXA at the time. So I'd get through IMEXA, I would pay for it, and then I just make the shows happen. But I'd be picked by the festival judges that come to South Africa. From the South by Southwest judge would come to find everything that's fitting. And I'd be the only one who fits every festival.
Wow.
Out of every competitor. Like, I'd be like, oh, you fit more this? I'd be like, everything. So I'd like every year, I'd win like everything to a point where they'd be like, I'm being favored. But I'm like, nah, I'm just the most hardworking, I guess.
Yeah. Now, what music are you performing at that time? Because
electronic. My electronic stuff, the same stuff in South Africa I was performing to an African audience.
Oh, okay.
As I was doing the white festivals, I'd be the only black girl doing, the only girl. Like backstage, the girls doing the paperwork, you'd be like, girl, thank you for representing us. Even the journalists just want you. I'd be like, all right, cool, let's get it.
Was that a conscious decision to make electronic music? Because I'm sure that time everybody was doing house, you know, the normal stuff.
I never wanted house, even when I was broke and got offers. I was like, I'm not going to.
You've been broke?
Nigga, I was fucking tucking my tummy pregnant 6 months because I had a lazy boyfriend working, picking up tables, sitting in the beach waiting for the sun to rise, we'll be able to go to the taxi, doing double shifts with a new bursary, studying at the same time and doing two different courses. And my boyfriend would sit at the restaurant waiting for me to make money. Like, yo, you don't understand.
Yo, that's crazy.
I ran away from home. Where the hell do you think I get money from?
Yeah.
So.
Shit, that's crazy, man. I could never picture you broke, bro.
You wouldn't see. I mean, I make my own clothes. I'm a designer, so I take your curtain and wear it.
That's
swag.
That's fresh. Okay, cool. So now you're rocking these festivals, and then how's the reception? Are the Afrikaans people singing back? Yeah,
that's why I got booked. They love my shit.
Opie Kopi vibes and stuff.
Opie, I do Opie like 3 times in a row.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, we can't have you 4 times in a row. Can you skip a year and come back? But then the years as it goes, I'm getting higher and higher the fee.
Yeah.
So in the last year, I was just like, we can't afford you.
How much are you worth right now?
Right now, just like a show, a normal show is like, it depends. You can like 70K.
Wow.
And stuff. It depends.
And 70K, that's for the team, not just you, right? Because you got a whole team behind you.
I got a whole team.
What's the lowest you do for, like, what if I got, like, 20K?
Fuck you. I'm saying fuck you to my face.
Oh, gosh. And you got a team internationally as well, ne?
Yeah, I've got a global team.
Mm.
Lauren and Elena, they do my stuff there. Then my booking agent for Switzerland is Jen.
Yeah.
And he does my bookings. So he's in charge of the bookings for this tour now in October.
Yeah.
The other tours, it was Lauren who was in charge because I did the US tour already and he did the European tour as well.
Yeah.
And then I did a bit of the Anvur tour as well.
Yeah.
So I'm supposed to do America next month, but then that's postponed. It's going to be soon.
Isn't it crazy when you're overseas and people are singing along to Make and they don't even know what Make is? Isn't it, bro?
It's crazy. It's beautiful. And I'll tell you this, like, the people that have a real, real audience in clubs and in actual spaces, because I even got to do a 75-minute show alone at BAM where people just sit down and drink wine. I was just like, they were like, don't worry. It's not an offense if they don't stand up. I was like, don't worry. They've never met me yet. Cool twerked. The whole fucking table. Everybody. No, people that sit on the board twerking.
Yeah.
Like, welcome to the moon.
Yeah.
I got booked same night for the next show at BAM. So this is in New York. And then I did Watch Gala. At Watch Gala, I'm not saying my date was K9. They're like, TIA! It's so cool. And then LA. Titana wants me to stay in America because we were looking at my stats. And my top 10 are like, let me show you.
Yeah.
My top 10 is crazy. There's no South Africa. There's no African country.
Yeah.
My top 10 sales.
That's insane, man.
It's fucked up.
Why do you think we're sleeping on you or what?
Streaming.
Nah.
I haven't caught on too much. Because even with like, when you do talks with, like overseas, you also end up doing talks. Like I'll do talks with like Pandora. I'll do talks on how to be a global African brand, whatever.
Yeah.
And so it becomes like, it's lit. Lit.
And we wrote this down.
United States is the first one. And then the UK.
Top 10. So it's US, UK, Brazil, yep. Canada, Netherlands, Germany, France, Australia, Sweden, Australia. That's a surprising one.
I've played once there.
Yeah.
And they're asking me back. And then this is in America.
In America, these are the top cities where your music is banging. New York, LA, London, Chicago, Brooklyn, San Francisco, Atlanta, Toronto, Dallas.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
all right, let's talk about the fun stuff now, man. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your relationship.
Nigga, that's fun. This is my money. And don't you have fun with money? Jesus. This boy tried.
What's your relationship status? Are you freelancing? Are you taking? What's going on? What's good in the hood? That says you take it. You're smiling. You're thinking about him right now, ne?
Him.
Ooh, okay. Her.
It's anything. Love is love.
Yeah?
It's anything. I mean, I broke up with my ex last year.
Last year?
Same.
Is this the same nigga that was waiting tables, or another nigga?
Nigga, I think I'd be here if I was that nigga out here. No. I left. When I left to come to Joburg, I left.
Yeah?
Everything. I came with my red suitcase, my sewing machine, and 500 rands.
Yeah. What is that? It smells strong. What is that?
CBD.
CBD?
Yeah, it's the, just to relax you. They sell it in Centen Mall. They've got like the, And there's THC and CBD.
Yeah.
I take CBD. My doctor says I've got a lot of energy.
Okay, so so you broke up with this nigga, so you're freelancing right now. Is it safe to say? You take it.
It's not safe to freelance in this day, man.
So what's going on?
Boys, don't trust me.
I'm trying to know if
boys
I should hand in my CV.
And I don't trust them. I don't trust boys. That's why I give them non-disclosure contracts.
Oh, you do that? Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, but the last one didn't get it. God. And so, but yeah. No, man, boys don't trust me, you know. I talk so much shit.
Yeah.
That they are fascinated, but in real life, when they're with me, they don't trust me.
Yeah.
I'm a lot.
But you look like you're a good layman. You look like you'd fuck me, not the other way around.
I mean, sometimes I give children a chance.
Oh, gosh.
You know?
What type of guys are you into, though? Or girls? Are
depends.
You
into?
What does it depend on?
It's when it's girls, I like them cool. I don't like.
Do you like the macho
cool.
girls?
I like them cool, like swag, like.
Do you remember?
You know Whitney Houston's girl for years, Robin.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that vibe, like.
Gotcha.
Hip. I like them hip. I like them punky.
Do you remember the first time you were with a girl?
I've never been with a girl. I've been with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been with a girl.
Do you remember that first time?
Yeah, it was disgusting. I was on my periods and she went down on me.
Oh, that's disgusting, poor child. How does that even happen?
Shinker. But it's in, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So it was awkward for you?
No, it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just like, oh, fuck. Anyway, I eat up.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Because the thing is, boys don't eat well, you know?
Yeah, yeah. They
don't eat like girls. Like, girls eat.
Yeah, no, no guy will ever eat you like a girl. You know?
Nah.
And you, do you eat girls as well sometimes?
No, I mean, I've eaten a girl in the threesome and stuff, you know?
Mm.
With my ex.
So it was two girls, one guy. Mm. I can see
that.
That
surprises him sometimes. I'm like, close your eyes.
Yeah.
And then, like, girl, come up. And he folds four hands on his body, and then it's like, hey, let's get it.
Yeah, it was lit there. Wow. That guy got it all, man. I wonder who this guy is. I gotta meet him, man.
It's late now. You're here.
Yeah. And do you ever play with yourself?
All the time. Man. I'm always even showing you my favorite toys. Like.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Huh? If I see your story, I'll be like, hello, my penis. My famous one, the blue one. People know the blue one, Maja.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When last did you play with yourself?
I haven't had
What about, do you have a porn habit though? Do you have a porn habit?
Go to my Safari, first thing you'll see.
What genre you like?
I like agents, I like massage, I like couch, I like...
Couch interviews.
I watch OGs.
Ah, OGs.
Yeah, I like The Red Room.
The Red Room, which one's that?
It's OGs.
Oh.
Just check out The Red Room.
What is it about OGs that you like?
I don't know. It's just nice.
Hey, yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's nice. The thing is, I'm turned on by people watching me having sex.
Oh, I got you.
It turns me on, like.
Yeah.
So nice.
Is it like being on stage? Ah, got you.
So in the sex club, me and my ex would use the silhouette room, so you just watch the silhouette of us fucking.
By the way, are the sex clubs in Joburg?
Yeah,
I've never been to one. You gotta show me one, bro. Is it like a underground thing, or is it like everybody knows?
No, it can't be an everybody thing.
Yeah.
It's a safe space.
Ah,
it's safe. You don't see people acting like animals there while people are walking naked. Like someone's walking naked here.
So if I'm, So if I'm dating you, I gotta be ready for anything.
It depends. You only get privileges when you fuck me good.
Who was the last guy to fuck you good?
He's cute. And young. He was 24.
Is it? Ben 10.
No, it's a Ben 8.
Ben 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I
tweeted about him. I was just like, fucking a 24-year-old, but 23 is the age, but then you need to, like, energy, touch and go.
Have you ever been with anyone famous? Diplo doesn't count. does size matter to you? It does.
And technique.
Nah. So you're not fucking around with the niggas that have teaspoons and shit.
I mean, you know, sometimes, I don't know. Nah. You need to have energy, man. You need to have energy. I'm fucking around with no energy. What's the point?
Mm.
I love sex.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if it's just like basic, then I don't even pull up my shirt. You won't even touch my whip.
Yeah.
It's just like.
What's basic? What's basic to you? I'm trying to picture, you know, getting with you because it sounds like, yo, you gotta know your shit.
Yeah, but you don't even attempt to break my leg, you know?
Mm.
For me to be like, yeah, okay, now I'm going to bring up the guns. And he's just like, hey, scratch, I get scratch.
Do you have any limits? Is there something you wouldn't do?
Fisting. Yeah, I don't feel like I'm giving birth every day.
Yeah. What about anal? Would you do anal?
I do anal.
Yeah, yeah.
Anal's my shit.
Anal's your shit, ne? Yeah, yeah.
And I gave birth to my daughter. I had to wait 3 weeks for my vagina to heal. I was getting it in the ass.
Wow. Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to wait a few weeks. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come back together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was fucking in the still horny. I was like, ah, yeah, I got another hole. Bang it.
That's
Hey. So I love anal.
Yeah, yeah, man. You know, what do you feel about people that, because you're so sexually liberated and you're open about that, what do you feel about other women who might, you know, judge you and be like, ah, why is she doing that? She's such a hoe, blah, blah, blah.
I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
You're probably just sitting there missionary and don't even know what the word orgasm means. So you should ask questions instead of hate.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'd be that missionary bitch. Complaining about the queue because you never got pleasure. It was just a nut-busting hole.
Yeah. And do you ever give like your friends tips and stuff?
All the time, even strangers.
Even strangers?
Yeah, like there's another girl on Twitter. She's like, I've been married for 10 years. And I've been married for 10 years and my husband doesn't want to do anal. How do I get him to do anal without him calling me a hoe?
Yeah.
I was like, blindfold that bitch, take him to a strip club, go to Adult World, to be specific, and go to the cinema, watch a fucking movie, and or get a cubicle, buy a movie, watch it and fuck.
Just like that.
Just like, you just lubricate that fucking anal and just slip it in.
Yeah. Your kids is the same baby daddy or different daddies?
It's South Africa, nigga. It's different daddies. What do you think, yeah? This bitch is wrong.
God. You fucking kill me, bro. All right, cool. So we're going to play a game called Story Time.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a name of a celebrity, and then you must tell me, if you got a story with them, tell me the story. All right, cool. First one is the Antwoord. Whatever story you got, whatever first pops into mind.
The Antwoord, snakes out of my vagina.
What?
It's coming soon.
Oh, okay. You had me fucked up there, bro.
Don't worry. You don't see it soon.
Is that a track that you guys are working on?
Can't talk.
Ah, okay. I remember I saw some of your snaps when you were touring with them in Europe. You guys looked like you had a lot of fun, man. Yeah.
They don't even drink.
They don't drink? What? What are they on? Are they mushrooms and...
Nothing.
What about you? Have you tried shrooms?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And what do you think of shrooms?
The sky got bluer.
Mm.
And the trees got greener and they looked like they were connecting nicely. I was like, oh my god, this guy and the trees are so pretty. And then I was like, it must be the shrooms working. I was like, oh shit, so they're working.
Yeah, and do you like them?
They were cute, man, but I'm just fine. I was just checking. I'm not a drug person.
Yeah, what about the yams?
Oh, psychedelic. I like weed.
Mm.
I prefer weed.
Yeah, it was weird when you said that when you actually record, you're sober, bro. That's weird, man.
I know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Why? Because you want to respect the art.
I don't want to. I do. My art, at least.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm in control. And I know what I'm saying. Because I write stories. Like, I have a written tipsy.
Have you?
Yeah. But like, I just write stories. Not like uncontrollable shit. Yeah, I write stories.
All right. Next name, Bonang.
Bonang. I met her at Mzansi Magic Awards. And she said she loves my music. And she said to take everything. And I said, I'm here for it all.
Yeah. So she's a big fan of yours.
She loves my music.
Yeah.
And I heard backstage, she was making sure she says my name right. Sanelli or Sanelli. It's fucking awesome.
Dude, who did you look up to when you were growing up, huh?
Look up to...
Whitney Houston?
It was Brenda, because I remember even the talent shows that sing Brenda Fassa songs.
Liva Matosa?
Yes. I loved her. Tandiswa.
Oh, Tandiswa, yes.
Kafas and Leta. The thing is, and Destiny's Child.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Spice Girls.
Spice Girls, oh yes. They were huge, eh?
Yep.
Yeah.
My friends didn't have internet at their schools, so I used to steal Spice Girls songs, the lyrics, and put my own melodies, and we were Peps Girls.
Yeah.
And my mom would organize the shows.
Yeah.
And then there'd be money contributed to the church or something.
Yeah.
So then my friends started inviting me to different churches because the church would get money from my mom organizing shows after I teach them dancing.
Yeah.
Because so, I did ballroom and Latin. Oh, I was so I did ballroom and Latin dancing. It's not crazy, guys. Slim.
Yeah. I can't believe you're rolling your own weed, bruh. I think by this time you'd be, have someone a roller or something.
No.
Yeah, you don't fuck like that.
DIY, motherfucker. DIY.
Oh, God.
Nah, I found one, son.
Yeah, okay, cool. Next name, Black Coffee.
Black Coffee greets me when he sees me in the streets of Paris.
Yeah.
And in South Africa now, because he sees me in the streets of Paris, like, really working.
Mm. Would you ever do a track with him?
Yeah, he's in my next 10.
Ah, okay. I'm starting to like this 10, eh? This next 10. It's looking lit.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And how big of a deal is Black Coffee overseas? Because I don't think
lit.
We don't understand.
He's huge.
He's huge, ne?
Only people that like people that I know have real audience there. I get asked about the Antwoord, Black Coffee,
Trevor Noah,
Show, Majosi, and me. Music.
Oh, music. Yes, yes, yes.
The four. There's the four of us.
Mm.
People that actually have like a real audience there.
Yeah.
Like it's the four of us.
And you did it the other way around because Black Coffee was first big in SA.
No, started there.
Coffee.
Coffee had been overseas first before SA took him in proper. He was working with Red Bull. I remember reading about his strategy when I was at Red Bull Studios, when Red Bull Academy 2012. And my mission was the same one.
Yeah.
I started there, strategized for here, then put it together.
Got you. All right, next name, Sumizi.
He did a nice video dancing to my kid.
Okay.
and it was popping when it just came out. That was lit.
Yeah.
And I fucking fucks with his vibe. Like, he's awesome.
Yeah, he's dope.
And he's a nice example of just, like, lifespan and this thing, you know?
A longevity.
Longevity.
Is that important to you?
Yeah, this is my breathing. I'm staying here.
Mm.
So the power of reinvention is the magic, yeah?
Mm.
Without losing yourself.
What does that mean, man?
Power of reinvention. How has Beyonce been able to be consistent and relevant in every generation?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the power
and
of reinvention.
And still being at the top.
And still being her.
Yeah, yeah.
Power of reinvention.
But I think you don't have to worry about longevity because there's no other moon child out there.
I know, and I make every genre. Every genre.
Even Batanga.
I've got a song with my Otella Queens, actually.
Yeah.
It's in that album that's doing well, that's it.
Mm, mm.
The fucking lit.
Dude, I'd love to be in studio with you just for one day, bruh.
One day, I make a song in 10 minutes. Everyone who works with me for the first time is always shocked.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, what? When? It's like right now.
Yeah. So if I'm a nobody and I want to send you a beat, I can just send you a beat. Or how does it work? We got levels
you
now.
Can, chances is like I'm not gonna hear it if you send it directly to me.
Mm.
It's a reality.
Mm.
I never used to understand it when I used to send shit to people.
Mm.
And now I get it.
Who would you send your stuff to?
My team. And then they go through it and then.
No, who would you send your stuff to? You just said you'd never get it when you.
I remember asking for an internship from like. What's his name? Fuck, I forgot. And Uyanda Mbuli was also another one.
Yeah.
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 At the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I knock, and I think, I don't know, I don't remember the people, but it was Facebook, and I knock on doors. I don't have any goal when it comes to my dream.
Yeah.
About my dream, or my dream, or my dream. Fuck what you say.
Mm. All right. And then Zoto Wabantu.
Who's that? We were talking together at the Durban Chillin.
Yeah.
We love him.
We're talking about who's going to weigh less.
No, isn't that?
How is she? How is Zoto? I've never met her.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
She's exactly what you see.
Mm.
She's exactly what you see. She's fucking awesome. I love Zoto. When they talk about people that stand for pussy power when I'm overseas in interviews, I talk about Lady Scully. That's my bitch. She just made the coin, the 5 rand coin. She just designed it.
Mm.
I call her, she's Coin Bitch now. Oh, I call her Coin Bitch. And she does, like, it was her first exhibition just recently since, I mean, she was always doing stuff overseas and selling out and, you know, doing, like, major shit. So she finally did something at Circa, which is fucking amazing.
Mm.
She's awesome. She's, like, pussy power in print.
Mm.
Zoto is, like, pussy power in socials.
Mm.
Mental pussy power and education
mm.
in music.
Mm, mm.
You know, so those are the three people that would like stand out in SA for me, and that stand for pussy politics. And now there's one more, Fat Stokey. She does pussy party at Kitchener's.
Oh, Kitchener's.
Yep, where only girls are allowed on the dance floor.
Whoa, what? That's crazy, man. Yep.
And men with partners, but no single men coming to grope anybody. So that shit is lit. So I just found out that that party is hers.
Yeah.
And so that's the fourth person.
And how has it being a woman in the industry? Like, have you ever met a guy who just promised you the world and just wanted to get in your pants?
Guys do that all the time. You just need to learn how to say fuck you politely.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, fuck you.
So when you were broke, did it never...
Nah.
Cross your mind.
I don't do sugar daddies. I don't fuck for my talent. I always said, I'm going to be so great. I'll wait for my time, but I'll be working towards it.
Wow. No ways. Moonchild, I'm so inspired, man. Like, none of the shit that's happening, the vibe I'm getting from you, right?
Mm-hmm.
None of the shit that's happening right now phases you because, like, it's like it has happened before 10 years back when you were writing it down.
You reckon?
Yeah, man. Nothing phases you. You're like, oh, yeah, Beyonce knows me. Yeah.
And it's not even like a ego
being,
thing.
Yeah, yeah. You being like, honestly.
Like, honestly, for real. Because even like, I remember at Coachella, because you know Poison Ivy, she plays for the Dallas Mavericks NBA.
Mm.
She's the one who played Micah, that video that got viral, cheerleaders were doing to Micah.
Mm.
So she's my US DJ.
Oh.
And...
wow, you got a US DJ. Listen to that, man. That's dope. Levels. And she just dropped it in there.
She's just like, she's telling me when we were getting our tickets, because it was the artist side, obviously, so every artist. So there's this nigga who was wearing a sweater, was standing by our car, but there was his car right next to ours. And then we go and we come back. So literally 2 days later, they're like, oh, no. She's like, yo, did you see Wiz? So we're talking to Nation, my manager here.
Yeah.
So they're like, did you see Wiz Khalifa? I was like, where? They're like, he was right next to us. He literally was staring at you guys. I was like, I didn't see him. I saw a nigga standing there. I didn't see his face. And wow. Case, I'm so, like, I think I'm oblivious. Like, for instance, there's a... he's a friend of mine now. Got introduced to him, Ben Hoffman. I did two songs with him for his project, and I didn't know he's the same guy who did Monster. He's a Grammy Award winning producer, and he did Monster for Kanye and the other song. Do you know what I mean? But I know when he says it, people know it, and they just jump. But like, I was just like, this is after getting drunk on the couch over wine. This is like literally vibing and just being like, oh shit, yeah, oh shit, and I have a lot of those because then. It's nice because then I end up connecting with people. Then
on
I find out, oh shit,
level,
you've
yeah.
got like 30 million followers in your country. That shit is just like, oh wow, okay.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you know about me? But like, I don't know, man. It's just like, yeah.
Are you spiritual?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know yourself. Know yourself.
I mean, I learn on the regular, but pretty much.
Mm.
I know wording is everything.
Mm.
The word try doesn't exist in my vocabulary ever.
Okay.
And if you're in my camp, you definitely get reminded and you end up reminding yourself because everyone's going to remind you what? Especially when you say you tried and you failed. The word try is your acceptance of if it doesn't work out.
Mm.
Try lift your arm.
Hmm.
Try lift your arm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm.
The difference between thinking and doing it is try. You don't try to lift your arm. You just do it.
Mm.
What is trying then?
Mm.
So if you put that in your real life, in your vocabulary, you start speaking right.
Fuck, Moonchild.
When you write things down, the universe helps you meet them.
Dude, I feel like I can take over the world, man.
Hmm?
I feel like I can take over
but
the world.
But you can.
Yo.
My whole mission is to want children, the black child, to go and rewrite their story and their dream and know that they can dream bigger because everything is possible. And they'll see it through me living mine. So whatever I say, when I say I'm going to have number one in the Billboard charts in Konglish again on my own, I mean it, because when I said it in the past 10 years, if you ask me what's your ultimate collaboration, I'd say Beyonce with Conviction, and I've got it. So who are you to tell me what I'm not going to get next? Because it's my dream, it's my path, and it's my boxes to tick.
Fuck, I stand.
So we're going to play this one again when I tick that box.
I stand, Moonchild. Leaders, I'm yours.
Like, we can't outlast you.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy, man. So there's no no for you, brother.
Nah. No doesn't hurt you. I ask. There's one thing my cousin told me. She said she was a psychologist. She's like, the worst that could happen is no. The best that could happen is yes. What have you got to lose?
Is that why you want
to win? So I'm not scared of shit. Like, the worst that could happen is no. And then I go to Google and I figure out how to bomb that no into a yes.
Yeah.
Because I'll get it. My patient admits I'm going to get it, or I'm going to get it, or I'm going
to
get it.
Is that why you wanted to be a psychiatrist?
Yeah, and that's why I use it in my music.
Because your music is therapeutic.
Like when you said, listen to the lyrics, you understand. That's why I'll get respect from songwriters. That's why I get a lot of songwriting work. Because I get respect from songwriters. They listen to what I say, but I can make you dance without thinking. I can make you say something without knowing what you're saying. So you can enjoy the music and you can understand.
That's a gift.
Is it?
Yes.
I just write all the time.
Dude, you're like a superwoman, bro. You're like a super. I'm so in love with your brain, bro.
Something's coming about my superwomanhood, by the way. Something's loading. It's going to come out 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forget the bum, man. I love your brain.
Is it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The bum. Is the bum real? Can I feel?
Fuck out of here. That bullshit. I'll strangle you with these keys and now. It won't be bondage.
No, I'm kidding. Have you had anything done? Like your ass or your boobs?
Why? Is it that great looking?
Yeah, it's on fire. You wouldn't say you got three kids.
No. Not yet.
Would you want to get something done?
I do my titties.
You do your titties?
Let me tell you something. My titties and my vagina. I think I'm out here being 48, dating a 40-year-old who's going to be telling me he's tired. And he's...
All right. Moonchild, which rapper do you fuck with? And they say, like, who do you fuck with?
Nasty's lit.
Yeah, ne?
AKA his musical.
Yeah, he's timeless. His music is timeless, man.
Questa's dope. I love his writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, you don't look like you ever sad a day in your life. Do you get depressed, sad sometimes?
I get mad. I'm human, so I get all different emotions.
Yeah, but you look like...
Do you know, like, small sisters from Black Motion is always just like, ah, well, no, you're such a fairy. He says I'm a fairy. I'm just like, I can't imagine being mad at you. I feel like I'm just like
okay, he's right.
No, but I'm also a salesperson. When like, any job I've ever gotten is sales. Like, I walk in and I get the job. And my line was always like, I never bring a CV. Come through. And be like, oh, I thought I was going to bring out my first shift. And like, bring your CV. Here's your CV. I was just like, I thought I was going to bring out my first shift. And I'm quick with it. So if they slick, I'm here. So I'd get a job, walk in, get it, get out. So quitting was easy for me because I've always chased the dream. And I do the job just for rent, 2-3 months, let's go. And then out. I quit again. If I were to wear a uniform, my T-shirt's definitely ripped, but I definitely bring the money because I'm good. Like, I'm good with words. So I'm good at selling. So it works.
Wow, dude. Oh, okay, yeah. So you wake up.
Towards things.
Smoke a joint, then what do you do? This is your day, a normal day in Moonchild's life.
If I've got somebody, I go brush my teeth. I don't like morning breath.
Yeah. Morning pills?
Morning breath.
Do you like morning pills?
Morning afters? Nah, but I take Baraka.
Okay, what's that?
Baraka Boost.
Oh.
Energy.
Oh, yeah. Morning glory.
Oh, that shit's dead. That shit will make you not want to go to a shift. You know, someone is struggling with that right now. I'm going to tell you something.
All right, so now we've drank the Baraka. What happens next?
Depends on my day. Oh, Maps. It's either Maps calls me to wake up.
Maps Mabanyan?
No, my PA.
Okay.
My best friend. She helped me run away from home at 19, so now she works with me. So I like work with my friends.
Okay.
My colleagues and my family. They treat me like my family.
Yeah.
So even when we fight, because now I'm crazy, so I'm just like, fuck you. And on social media, they'll put your name down. And then I'll write the next post. Don't even try me. You're not allowed. It's a family affair. Because, you know, there's always someone who goes, no, let me, man. And it's like, yo, get up. So we like, don't even. So they read the one. If you were about to type, you read the next one. I'm telling you. I'm getting down. Give me a low. Leave us alone.
You win 200 million in the lotto. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do with that money?
Invest for my children's education for 10 years, whatever they want to study. We'll figure out in those 10 years each. Their apartments for when they turn 18, and money for the person to look after them when they're 18 to make sure. You know, them, secure them fully, like for life.
Yeah.
Even if it leaves me with 3 million. And then open, no, buy like land.
Land, okay.
Land, man. And it's like out here with your bouquet of flowers. I want to plant my own roses. Can you buy me a section of the land? Out here with flowers. They won't rot in a week. Now I've got a responsibility. Let me plant them in my yard. Buy me yard.
Yeah. And you buy land, and then what else?
Do the school thing where I buy containers and get people to teach in rural schools.
Oh, okay.
Grade 11, 12, how to sew so that if anything, I mean, my machine's always been my power. Yeah, I can move anywhere with 100 and just make it work because I'm going to sell something to someone and I'm going to make it. So empower so that everything is in your own hands. I want like, the child to know everything is in your own hands and you can't blame anyone for nothing happening in your life because at least you've got a skill. And for as long as you've got hands and you're blaming someone, it's on you.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
Nah, I hear you.
Did I clear something?
Yeah.
There's a song I did with Yanga.
Yanga?
Yeah. Yanga
DJ. Chief. Oh, Yanga Chief. Oh, yeah.
There's one I did with Reason too.
I know you
I've got like a lot of different features now.
Yeah, I don't know if you're into this hip hop thing.
That's okay. Yeah, you.
Yeah. So this is you and Yanga. Oh, this is trippy, bro.
You already bouncing his booty.
Yo, this is trippy, yo. That's that.
What's up? Bitch, duck, wolf, don't know any other move. Waiting for these niggas, thought they really in the hood. Said they really with it, guess I just misunderstood. I'm in my kitchen, but I never see them cook. What's good? I feel like Pac without a shirt. Y'all can't
Pac without a shirt.
I
just
be doing what I should. Let me tell myself, forgive him if they're hitting, it's a given. Dominate the written. If they say too much, you hit him. Come up, wasn't pretending. Never try to defend it. Zuck attacks. I'm a Belipson, I'm a Belipson. These are Becky Millens and his Andrew Kalen. We're looking, Utrabuluin, in Kaki Trinil, Ikeki Chabulil. I saw Zundi Kem Namahala, no, no. I saw Zundi Kem Nunga Kalango, go. I put my foot in your mouth, chicken leather, that tongue, so swell. Put it down, one it is in my die.
Hey.
So see you, Kala, hey. I hope this will come, hey. Luma Abana Kum Kala, hey. Kota Bamba Bamba, hey. So see you, Kala, hey.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. I've always a karma.
Yeah. I mean.
Oh, man, that's amazing. Your daughter's following in the same footsteps as you, ne?
I mean, yeah.
She's got an EP out, is it not? What's going on?
Yeah, literally when she's in Joburg, she, I mean, has decided Kobe is also her road manager.
Yeah.
In fact, her manager.
Yeah, yeah.
So she just adopts from my team. Because there's a time when I had to be shooting here and she had to be in Cape Town to do the SABC3 show.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up having to go to with my road manager at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to focus on the side and go with someone from here.
Okay,
so cool. We had to be split, literally.
Yeah. Moonchild, thank you so much for coming through, man.
It can't be the end.
Yeah? It can't. It's been too quick, ne?
How long has it been?
I think an hour.
No way.
Yeah?
So that's...
Yeah? Yeah.
You know, let me play another song then.
All right, cool. Let's.
As frequently
as possible. Who's this now? Who yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, again. Yeah. Okay, turn the bando and the bunny weight test clean. Turn the bando and the bunny pain dips clean. Turn the bando, turn the bando. I'm like a monster. Get up by two, get two. Okay, turn the bando and the bunny weight test clean. Turn the bando and the bunny pain dips clean. Turn the bando, turn the bando. I'm like a monster. Get up by two, get two.
Yeah.
We gotta wrap it up, man.
Yeah.
Mujal, thank you so much, man. It's been great.
It's been great.
Listen, man, I wish you all the best. I stand.
Thank you.
And now, next time I see you, I'm gonna come say hi. Hopefully, you remember me. We out of here. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Bye.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
If you thought you had to travel far to savor the pad thai of Bangkok, or to taste the pastries of Paris, take another look. With 2x total points at grocery stores, your same kitchen can come with more cuisines. Sapphire Preferred from Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Valid on up to $1,000 in purchases per month from November 1st, 2020 to April 30th, 2021. Account subject to credit approval. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.